This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, in the big rigs. And let's not forget the bulk mail haulers either. Felix and the gang out there going from the bulk mail center to the post offices so you get your letters delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys out there with the gas and the diesel delivering it, because you got to have petrol to move along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Gab, Parler, Getter, MeWe, and we're on Truth Social. Our handle over there on all of those is at Captain's America. And you can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, yep, he's underground, undergroundusa.com, it's Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Somebody asked me, how deep are you?
Well, you know, I'm as deep as you want to be able to read into what I write. How's that?
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we had the little January 6th brouhaha, debacle, television special, whatever you want to call it, last night. And it was basically all blamed on Orange Man bad, everybody else wonderful.
Yeah, the fake manufactured tribunal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm calling it, because it's not a true bipartisan,
nope,
congressionally sanctioned thing. It's a hit squad that Nancy Pelosi sanctioned.
Yep.
So it has no bearing. It has no authority. It has no truth. It is a political propaganda set that is going to keep ratcheting it up before the midterms, because they have done nothing but pass legislation that is damaging to the country.
Yep.
Now, let me say that again. The Nancy Pelosi 2.0-led House of Representatives has done nothing but pass damaging legislation to the country that favors special interests and the extreme far left and the global elite over the people of the United States of America.
Yep.
It should be. You want to talk about domestic terrorism? Her caucus in the House of Representatives should be labeled domestic terrorists.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree.
And when you have to rely on the mainstream media to do a prime time coverage of a fake hearing, if we're going to televise live congressional hearings. I would have liked to have seen the hearings after 9/11.
Yeah.
Those would have been more interesting and educational and actually more truthful, and it would have served a purpose for the American people. This was like the Democrat, that network should have to give equal time to the Republican National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what that was. It was a DNC propaganda, a political statement. It might as well be classified a political commercial.
Well, they are doing what they can, Frank, because Joe Biden is getting destroyed in all the polls that are out there. And it's not as bad as it's going to get yet, as the gas prices are soaring to incredible amounts. $4.98 a gallon now, nationwide across the country, and getting worse. And inflation is the worst it's been in 4+ decades.
I've got a piece coming out later today about the gas prices. This has got to end.
Yep.
This self-inflicted damage, because that's what it is. We don't have to be paying these prices.
Nope.
We don't have to be punishing the American people in the pocketbook. We were energy independent less than 2 years ago.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You know, when gas prices were reasonable 2 years ago.
Yep.
It was commiserate to what it's been in proportion around the globe 2 years ago and lower. We were exporting fuel, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and today, because of ideological purposes, we're gouging the people. Because a certain subset, a minority in our country, has decided it's time to change the way we do energy. What a bunch of selfish, self-centered, narcissistic jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing families generationally with what they're doing to family finances and household finances. It's unbelievable, it's cruel.
Yep.
What they think is good for the planet, what they think is good for society, they're forcing people to do it their way. It's cruelty. And with the far left talking about equity and being kind to everyone and inclusion, what a ball of lies.
Right.
You know, they're just a gaggle of totalitarian narcissists that need to have their way. They're spoiled children, and they should never be elected to leadership anywhere.
Absolutely right. And if anyone votes for a Democrat ever again after what we've just been through the last couple of years, you need to have your mind examined. We'll be right back,
yep.
Frank. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, the Nissan division. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the country, including the Florida Panhandle up there where Frank's at, up in South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay. How about up in New England? How about up into upstate New York? Over into Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and all the way down and out to Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. A father came here from Phoenix, Arizona to buy a car for his daughter who was going to the University of Tampa, who stopped by Moss and saw something she liked, and he came back and bought it for her. Now, Moss just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service because it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 500 brand new and pre-owned vehicles. Whatever you want, they got it sitting there, or they'll certainly go looking for it for you. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value, so take advantage of that. Upgrade your ride now and get more money for your vehicle than what you thought it was worth, because the vehicle values now on the certified pre-owns are up about 30%. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great deals offered to them. Now, they've got locations in Crystal River, the flagship stores at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura, located side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and coming to Brooksville, Florida, the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan up there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. They'll be open the first week in July. That's what they're shooting for. So, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, needless to say, we have so many things going on here, and yesterday, again, we had a shooting involving a school resource officer in Alabama, and it was rather unique in that this guy was outside walking around looking at cars, trying to get in a car. I guess he was going to steal a car. He even tried to get into the police car that was there in Gadsden, Alabama, that this school resource officer was driving. And I guess the cop came out and challenged him, and it wound up being a knockdown, drag him out, push him out. But he called for help. Help showed up, and they tried to restrain the guy, and he was trying to grab somebody's gun or something like that, and they shot him and killed him, which is what you would expect with something like that, right?
Yeah, and you wouldn't have heard about this. It would have been just another police-involved shooting if it didn't happen on a school grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how the media is reacting to things that happen when it involves a school. And, okay, that is a story. But this is a story about somebody trying to steal cars that was stopped, who got combative and tried to grab a police officer's weapon. That's what this story is about.
That's right.
When it comes to the schools, this is not anything in the same league as Uvalde. So, you know, we need to make sure that we cover these things accurately. The news media who used this story and pushed the idea that it was school in its title and in its reporting, it was one aspect of it, but it wasn't connected. It wasn't like this person was walking through the halls of the school shooting people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our media in this country, when it comes to stories, is we've really got to turn a corner in some kind of informational revolution.
Bloodthirsty is what I call them. Bloodthirsty.
Oh, absolutely. If it bleeds, it leads, and that you know that's always been the case. But today, it's like times a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything that has to do with police or shooting or violence, that's what's in the news. Unless you're a Kardashian. If you're a Kardashian, you're always in the news.
And then there was another...
So the sensationalism has got to stop.
Then there was another shooting in Maryland. This is kind of odd. At a manufacturing plant, kind of in the middle of nowhere, a person came up there and killed three people, and he wound up getting shot dead himself. He got into a gunfight with the police and wounded a Maryland state trooper, and they shot him. They got rid of him.
Well, you know, this is when the facts come out, we'll see what the catalyst was here. Normally something like that is employee-related,
mm-hmm.
or spousal-related. But, you know, got to wait to find out what that's all about. There is one general aspect to all this, is that when you have an economy and a society that is so pressured and so on edge and so divided that people are moved to execute moves like this that don't care about the consequences, because either they believe they're entitled to do what they want to do, or they've given up hope. That is a failure of societal leadership. I'm not talking just about government either. I'm talking about the hopelessness that is prevalent in society. We're not a hopeful society anymore. We're always looking at everything that's bad. You know, people are starting to give up hope, and they're starting to accept what is coming down the pike, and that's never been America. We've got too much government in our lives. The regulatory system that the government has bestowed upon us ever since Wilson and FDR is smothering creativity in this country for the small business inventor and entrepreneur. Those days are very stifled when it comes to creativity. And when everybody is a gray cog in the machine and no one can learn from failure, and feel achievement over failure, then people become meh. You know, there's nothing to strive for. There's no competition. There's no feeling of achievement. So what do we live for if we can't feel good about ourselves? And falsely distilling that into people's psyche in schools, that doesn't do it, because everybody gets a trophy, doesn't do jack.
Right. Yep.
You know, so this is what we're seeing. People have had enough. They hit a limit. Their fuse is going. It gets short, and they pop off.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to turn a corner as a people, and in doing so, we've got to question leadership in both societal roles and in governmental roles. We've got to get back to being America, where it's a land of hope and opportunity for all, not equity for all, because that's socialism. But hope and opportunity, that's what the country was founded on.
Well, something else. Since when don't we protect our Supreme Court justices who are under fire now, thanks to people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden, who've been giving them all these subtle little reminders that, you know, the problems with the Supreme Court, maybe we ought to go pay them a visit and all these other little things they've been doing?
No, this is part of what I've been talking about. When you gin up a people for political purposes with such anger and divide, whether you're a politician or an activist, this has to be laid at your feet. It's okay to disagree about things. That's the beauty of freedom. But when protesters are so over the top, when they are so narcissistic and selfish and self-centered, when they believe that they have to go to these kind of extremes to bring weapons in front of a Supreme Court justice's house, we've crossed a Rubicon in this country that we should never have crossed. It's like I said, it's okay to disagree and have the debate. I don't care. With in the social media age, you should be able to debate all day long, but educate yourself on the facts and make your case. You don't make it at the end of a gun.
No.
You know, you're killing freedom when you do that. And the left doesn't seem to understand it, and the leadership of the left doesn't seem to care. They just want to win. Win at all cost.
Yep.
Saul Alinsky is laughing down in his little private circle in Dante's Hell for the chaos that he's caused.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, my friend. Frank Silvato will be right back with me with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning, and we'll be right back. And did you know the House passed a national red flag law last night? Well, they did, and we'll be right back to talk about it.
Radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bernie Thompson, the Democrat chairman of the House committee investigating January 6, opened Thursday's made-for-TV hearing, declaring that a series of election falsehoods led to the attack that put 2.5 centuries of constitutional democracy at risk. Most Republicans missed the Hollywood-produced presentation, calling it propaganda. Another military aircraft disaster near El Centro, California, A Navy helicopter crashed Thursday and everyone on board survived near the California desert site, where a day earlier a Marine Osprey went down, killing all five people on board. Four people were on board the Navy chopper when it went down around 6 p.m. on a training range. The helicopter is an MH-60S Seahawk, assigned to the Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 3 at Naval Air Station, North Island. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Soluta. And I'll be right back with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com after I tell you about our friends at Relief Factor, who bring you this portion of the program. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take that helps my body to reduce inflammation, pain, and suffering that I have in my ankles and my legs, both of my legs now, which I take this regularly every day, and it works. It simply works. Don't ask me why it does, but it does. Now, it might have something to do with what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is I got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, best thing about it, 100% drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And I take it every single day and have been for coming up on 8 years. So there you go. Now, you can find out about the 1985 three-week quick start and order it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995. The three-week quick start. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. Because after all you have to lose is pain. And back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Frank, I got a question here. I'm going to read it to you because we just got to talking about something here. This is from Eric in East Tennessee. He says, regarding the hopelessness, etc., what is the one suggestion that you could give a small business entrepreneur to get around such things as the ESG scoring and equity, diversity, and the inclusiveness that seems to be required these days?
You've got to go to the government that's closest to you for the satisfaction that you need from federal government intervention. And that's your state government, state legislatures, invoke nullification. Plead with them to invoke nullification. That is going to be the lifeline in the immediate for our country. If a state legislature, along with the state governor, says we are nullifying the federal authority to invoke ESG and puts in tax cut incentives for local and state banks to provide capital and resources for local businesses, the way it should be, by the way. This way we can skirt around the ESG garbage and leave that to the big banks to wither and die with. You know, right now with cryptocurrency doing what it's doing, and this is, you can tell that it's hitting a nerve with the big bankers and the people who are in control of the money supply at the Federal Reserve. And understand the Federal Reserve is not a governmental agency. It just has governmental power. It has nothing to do with the U.S. government. It is a private conglomeration of big banks is what it is. When they work so hard to kill cryptocurrency, it's because they're losing control of how they get to print money.
Mm-hmm.
So start looking at avenues like that as well. We need to make a big, giant sea change in how we do this stuff. And the Federal Reserve hasn't been around for the entire time of our country, by the way.
No.
This is something specific to the early 20th century that they became the entity that prints and controls our money. It doesn't have to be that way. If that's something the framers came up with, this was something that was cobbled together by big bankers on Jekyll Island, Georgia in the early 1900s, and they coerced and twisted arms in Washington to be able to get their way. The Federal Reserve is a conglomerate of big bankers. It has nothing to do with being a genesis of government. So you want to make sure that we get nullification put together and advanced at a state level, and the precedent set. The second that California said we're a sanctuary state for immigration and they thumb their nose at federal law, the precedent has been set for nullification to be used. So that argument is off the table. Nullification can be used for anything now. The state government has to have the guts enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would honestly need as a permanent solution, we have to put in permanent limitations codified into the Constitution with a convention of the states.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear me say that a lot from now on because we've crossed that line. We're forced to have that 1-2 punch to actually serve the people of the United States again if the Republic is going to survive. We need to invoke nullification at the state level in the immediate to save us from BlackRock and World Economic Forum garbage like ESG scoring. And to push back against the globalist green agenda, which is nothing more than a co-opting of our economic systems, and we need a convention of the states to codify these things into the Constitution because the framers never thought that idiots, reprobates, and criminals would be in charge of the U.S. government.
Wow. Wow. Now, we need to understand that our inflation is going to be with us for a while. I would say probably the rest of the year, at least until after the midterms.
Janet Yellen said that it was going to be transitory.
Yeah.
Jerome Powell over at the Fed, this is transitory. It's all going to. Why don't you just give me a couple more weeks and it will flatten the curve?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, I will say this. You talk about flattening curves and doing stuff like that. I think that the Democrats are in big trouble right now, and I think the signs we've seen this week of it have been that recall election of the San Francisco district attorney, plus a couple of spots in the country where they were blue districts that suddenly turned red, and some school districts, the school boards that were blue are now red. So I think we're starting to turn a corner there. What do you think?
No, I hope so. Let's put it that way. It's a great sign. We need to see it in a tidal wave in November of 2022
sure.
and 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be veto-proof. It's got to be that big of a landslide in order to reverse or at least stop what these people are doing to destroy our country. And, you know, here's a point when it comes to the recall in San Francisco. The more people understand that people like George Soros and the other globalist, elitist, bond villains that are at the head of the World Economic Forum are trying to buy our governmental system here in the United States, the more people wake up to that, the more they say no. When that can happen in San Francisco, California, the home of Nancy Pelosi, it can happen anywhere. And it's time that it happens. Kim Fox in Illinois in Chicago has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Garcon in Los Angeles has to go.
Yep.
The attorney general and the district attorneys in New York have to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe when they tallied them all up, there's 25.
73 actually 25. Got elected because of him.
70,
yeah.
Yeah. 73 that George Soros threw money at.
That's right.
That he bought.
Yep.
These are bought politicians. They're bought.
Yep. Yep. You are so right.
This is Daily Chicago and Tammany Hall all rolled into one, laid at the feet of the World Economic Forum and George Soros' Open Society.
Yep.
Enough already.
Now, what do you think about this gubernatorial candidate, Ryan Kelly, who was arrested in Michigan for supposedly participating in the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach, even though he never went in the building?
I think it's a trumped-up charge. I think it's politically motivated, and I think that
Whitmer
leftists in charge. Left, well, Governor Whitmer doesn't charge. The Attorney General up there would charge.
Right.
But her entire administration, this is political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
This is using an elected position to affect politics. It's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the AG up there should be brought up on conduct charges and disbarred. But the people of Michigan have to send that message in the next election. They're the ones that elected this idiot.
Yeah.
So if the people of Michigan don't want to be the laughing stock of the state, or if they just want fair elections, maybe they got to get rid of these idiots that are leading their state. Because Whitmer, she's a criminal. There's no other way to see it. Look what she did during COVID. She placed herself above everybody else.
Yep.
That's an elitist, narcissistic criminal.
And went out and did whatever she felt like without masks and with a bunch of people and this, that, and the other after she made everybody else wear a mask.
Yep.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Monday. Stay low and go Lightning. All right. And I had to say that because Frank likes, remember the Chicago Blackhawks? He's an old Blackhawks guy. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The sports quarterback is coming up. Sports zone quarterback.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get to Patrick Hyland, I need to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, if you're looking for parts or installation or want to need a little help along the way, and you're listening to me wherever you're listening to me at, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 and find out more about them. So, their blinds, their shades, their shutters, and by the way, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the Tampa Bay and Sarasota areas. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store, 941-922-2345. And joining us right now, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Friday.
Saturday.
Well, that'll be tomorrow, sir. I'm just letting everybody know. Have a good, safe weekend, my man. And speaking about tomorrow and Saturday, the Tampa Bay Lightning try to win.
Thank you.
Got me laughing, my man. I love
it. Go ahead.
Hey. No, I'm just saying, it's unbelievable. The Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, they'll play tomorrow night, and if they can win it here in Tampa, they're going to go play in the Stanley Cup for the third year in a row.
Yep.
Hats off to those guys. They were down 1-0 and came back and won the ball game 3-1, and it's fantastic to see the Tampa Bay Lightning just playing this well. And the New York Rangers have given them everything they have. The Rangers came back in the last series. They're not out of it by any stretch, but congratulations to Tampa Bay Lightning to see if they can play the Colorado Avalanche for it all starting next week.
Yep.
So I think everybody's looking forward to that game tomorrow. And then also tonight, Captain, Golden State Warriors will take on the Boston Celtics to see if they can even up the series. Steph Curry, the great player for the Warriors, hurt his foot a little bit, but he says he's going to play, and I know he'll gut it out. He's a gamer, and he's a great player.
Uh-huh.
That'll be exciting to watch tonight. I got to get your opinion on something, Captain. These golfers wanting to go play on the other tour, should they be allowed? If they do, should they be suspended? What is your take on that, sir?
What does their contract say with the Professional Golf Association? Does it say that they can go play somewhere else? That's number one. If it does, then they can go do whatever they want.
Yeah. I would have to do more research on that, but it seems like they're all more independent contractors than anything.
Uh-huh.
And on an independent contract, there are still stipulations. But yeah, this doesn't sound right or seem right to me that you're going to dictate to somebody who's not paid a salary to not be able to play in your tournament. And that's all it's doing is taking away from the fans. That's not
right.
Yeah,
they live on their prize winnings. They get a percentage of the prize winnings.
Yes, sir. And then
they don't get it all, by the way. They get a percentage. Mm-hmm.
Correct, because they have to pay back a lot of their sponsorship.
Yep.
That's part of the deal. Now, the guys that are in the top 10% superstars, they're driving the jets around. That's different, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, I don't understand it, Captain. I think they should be able to do what they want to do. I don't like when anybody takes a dictator standpoint or, a monopoly on something. It's not what our country's about, And you can say what you want about where they're playing and who they're playing for, but, again, still a free country, and if that's what you want to do, God bless you. So it's just something to think about. A little sad news, Captain. A former Pro Bowl offensive lineman, Stan Freitas, died at 76. He played at the University of Hawaii and was drafted by the Steelers and never played it down for him. And he went to the Lions and played for 10 years. And then he finished up his career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's passed at 76. And after he left the Bucs, he went back to Hawaii and worked at the university for, over 25 years. Helping out the kids there in Hawaii and giving them educational system at the University of Hawaii to upper echelon. So God bless him and his family. Thoughts and prayers are with them. Also on football news, Captain Cooper Kupp, he agrees to a 3-year, $80 million extension and deservingly so. I think without Cooper Kupp last year, the Rams don't win the Super Bowl. They don't even beat the Bucs. That kid played a great game against the Bucs, and then in the Super Bowl. And for the whole year, he was the go-to guy. So congratulations to him. So I wanted to get that out there and share that with everybody. So should be a exciting weekend of sports, and also looking forward to some NASCAR action. And people out there enjoy that. I do. I know you do. It's kind of an all-American sport.
Turn left, go fast.
Well, you got it, man. It's funny. When I talk to people about racing, it's funny. A lot more people like Indy than NASCAR. The people are over 50, that is. They like you going all around. You know, they want to see more. I wonder if NASCAR would ever do anything like you just said, joking around, you know, go fast, go left, if they would ever really get more of a zigzag course in NASCAR. I wonder how that would turn out and if people would like it more. What do you think?
They might. They might. The road courses are very popular.
Yes. So it's kind of funny, Captain, especially on your show, to talk about this. Jack Del Rio, the defensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins, you know, he made some comments about the January 6th, you know, what took place there. And people are trying to really pick at him for it. It's funny how everybody looks at something different, and a lot of it's by what the media says to people. So I respect Del Rio for sticking up and saying how he feels about things, and he loves this country very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to get back to, Captain, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, we're all supposedly and supposed to be working towards the American goal of being a patriot, correct, sir?
That's right. Okay, wrap it up there, sir.
Okay, Captain. Thank you very much, as always, for letting me come on the show. Just want to share with everybody that I can help you out with your insurance needs. If you have any questions, concerns what you have, you want a second set of eyes to look at your paperwork, take advantage of my experience of over 30 years helping people out with their insurance needs. My name is Patrick Highland. Love talking about sports, but I also love helping people out with their insurance needs and also the veterans for their veterans' benefits. So please feel free to call me. Pen and paper handy, 813-966-1052. I'll say the number one more time, 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, give me a call. Love to hear from you. Love to have a cup of coffee and get to meet you. We'll talk sports. We'll talk insurance. And please check out the show Sunday.
Yep. I'll see you then. See you then, my friends. Okay, Patrick Highland, Sports Zone quarterback. All right, folks, get ready. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Donald, this is what I would do if I was at Mar-a-Lago and I was president like you were, okay? And I'm still president because I won the election. At 12:15, I'd stand out behind the American flag, and at 6:15, I'd get out there and I'd say this to the American people. I won in a landslide victory, okay? I've had over 50 to 100 rallies, and I never had a problem. We had January 6th. The real criminal is the cop that shot Gabby over there, and nothing ever happened to her. The idiots that came into the Capitol were treated worse than murderers in California. That's how crooked our FBI and our intelligence agencies are. And now they're a disgrace, and we're surrounded by a bunch of Judases. Okay, and I built New York. And they're trying to go after me after they audited me. It's a disgrace. Biden's a disgrace. And anyone who votes for Joe Biden is an idiot. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And more importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty. Friday. We'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to go have some breakfast over at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete. So if you want to join me, it's just south of Dale Mabry. 4th Street, St. Pete, on the east side of the highway, down about the second or third traffic light. Don't remember where. But anyway, there you go. I'll see you tonight. Stay safe, stay low, and remember, this program is all about we the people, we the people. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.